how we can't believe our eyes. It's fundamental and a big surprise. She swears she hates our songs, but she's singing along. Oh, Molly's got a crush on us. Well, we're the best band you never heard. We took the song and simply changed the words.
That is a great way to start things off. This is Sid Souter. You're listening to Too Much Rocks podcast, and that is Molly's Got a Crush on Us, a in the studio semi-live rave up from Tullycraft from their album Disenchanted Hearts Unite. Came out this summer, and that's definitely a summer song, and I am in total need of summer. It has been a horrible week here in Boston, rainy and cold. We went from air conditioners to heat within a week, and so I was looking forward to those cool, crisp, clear autumn days. Instead, it's soggy and wet. But the summer songs help, and I've got a few of them today to try to get me out of my funk, and hopefully if you're stuck in the Northeast in the horrible rain belt as well, this might help you. To remind you how things work here, every week I get a lot of music and I play it for you. I hopefully have some great things for you. If I got suckered in and bought something horrible, then I'm going to play something horrible for you, and we'll talk about how bad it is and make fun of them, and then maybe somebody will send me back my $11.99 that I paid for it. But normally I don't get suckered. This is normally great stuff, and I think you'll enjoy it. Coming up next, I have The Go Team, a song called Lady Flash from their album Thunder, Lightning, Strike. This album came out last year in the UK, but it's just now coming out in the US. I don't know if it's last week or last month or next week, but sometime about now, and that's close enough for this, since you may be listening to it 2 years from now. Who knows how podcasts live. Anyway, it's a great song, summerish, of course. It's got a Motown feel to it, a 70s AM gold kind of feel to it, as well as some UK house, and I mean, it's just a mix of everything, and that's how they do it, and they do it so well, and it's a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and kick things off here, or continue things, I guess, with The Go Team and Lady Flash.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Metric with Monster Hospital off their album Live It Out. Came out a few weeks ago, I think three. That album is very nice, solid, and consistent, but I don't know. That song right there I really love, but it's a lot more rock than the rest of the album. The rest of the album's a little more laid back, a little more electronic beats and stuff in places, and appropriate blips, I guess. But that song I like. It's straightforward rock, and gives you some energy there. The song is Monster Hospital. Coming up next is a song by Sigur Rós. Maybe a bit of a shift, but not as much as you think. The new album is a lot more songs, a lot less post-rock, I think. It's not pop, but it's working on it. There are real melodies and sometimes even choruses. So it's a big shift for them. The album called Talk, I guess, came out again about 2 weeks ago. This song is called Hópapola, or something like that, because I don't speak Icelandic. They do, and they sing quite a bit in this one. So instead of just the odd noises you normally hear from her, these are real lyrics, and it's more pop, and it kind of reminds me more of like Cocktail Twins or something of that sort in the dream pop arena. I hope you enjoy this. It's definitely my favorite song on the album, even if it's not entirely representational. There are moments of pure bliss here. Enjoy it.
on the phone.
Okay, did I blindside you with that one? I might have. That was the Lovemakers with Dance, with their album Times of Romance. That came out about a month ago. Band from California, I believe. They had an independent album out with a song called Internet Girlfriend that a lot of people really enjoyed, and the video was hilarious and something the Net Geeks could appreciate. That's their new album. It's on a major of some sort. The album itself is... sadly fantastic. One of those guilty pleasures, if you're not brave or something you just adore, if you don't care what people think, because that album is totally Thompson Twins and Emotion and a lot of Information Society, and it's just straight through. It's like the 90s and the aughts never happened for the Lovemakers. The album is fantastic, though, so... If you're one of those folks that goes to 80s nights and just loves those wacky 80s and is looking forward to VH1s or MTVs or whoever does it, I Love the 80s Part 3, then you'd love the Lovemakers as well. Moving forward with something electronic and a little more current, we have the new album by Boards of Canada called The Campfire Head Phase. I'm playing a song called 84 Pontiac Dream. I've never owned an 84 Pontiac, one of the three cars I think I haven't owned. But this song is very reminiscent of the last album. Not a lot of progress has been made, but I think if it's not broken, don't fix it. And this song illustrates that perfectly. This is 84 Pontiac Dream.
Skating down by the bay, you lost your voice, singing along to Raspberry Beret. So I'll do my part not to break your heart. Thank you.
right, that was the Fruit Bats from Chicago with the Earthquake of 73. That's off an album called Spelled in Bones, came out in July of this year, and it's just excellent pop all the way through. Very consistent album as well, and there are some moments that are really beautiful, such as that song. I think there's a couple others there that I really enjoy that are bound to find themselves on various mixtapes and evidently a podcast too. So the Fruit Bats from Chicago. I'd like to thank you for listening to Too Much Rock's second podcast, a collection of songs that I happened to come across this week. And I think all of them were winners this week. We're going to end things off with Most Serene Republic from Toronto and a song called Where Cedar Nouns and Adverbs Walk. This is from their Underwater Cinematography album and is their first album. And it came out in July of this year as well. So thank you for listening. And here is Most Serene Republic with Where Cedar Nouns and Adverbs Walk.